Aaron Herzberg. Finish.
Yeah, it's hard to make the schedule work out because there were
Right, we
people who
haven't
are like,
seen you from
I've
outer
seen a couple months.
space. Okay,
Yeah.
how are you? Welcome back.
Well, thanks.
Okay. Oh, now which continent are you in now?
I'm still in the US.
No, but what's the background?
Oh, it's that is someone got a picture of the Mount St. Helens, I think, ex erupting in like 1986.
Okay. It's here in a volcano. Okay. So welcome everybody. So we're trying a new sugya. So I didn't have share today because I gave my guys. So I didn't read this yet, the Gemara. So we'll read it together first time. And hopefully we'll get a chat. Okay, so we're up to start with the Gemara Tashma. It's on Yud Daled Amud Aleph, four lines down from the big lines. The Gemara wanted to know whether Asu or Lo Asu, I think. Hey, Tashma, Rebbevu. Ki ikla the astra Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabavu, when he would come to the place of Yeshua ben Levi, having mitalto shraga, he would carry apparently a candle. Let's see, Rashi, near Shabdiko bo b'Shabbes v'kava. Sabrele Rabbi Yeshua ben Kereshima d'Esbe Muksa. Rabbi Yechin and Sabrele Rabbi Yehuda d'Esbe Muksa. Pina Shua Machmas Iser. In other words, this is a different type of, there's different types of muksa. There's muksa machmas iser. I guess that's a klisha malakta I assume, I'm not sure really. But this is, there's no iser. This is just, maybe it's just muksa machmas gufo. I don't know exactly. A candle which is not burning.
Sounds like it's a klisha malachto l'iser.
No, but that's not Muslim. Rashi says it's not muksa machmas iser. So I don't know what muksa machmas iser is. Okay, maybe klisha malachta iser is not malach. It's not. I don't know. Okay, I do not know what kind of muksa this is. The agayis of course changes the girsa. My favorite person. He changes the girsa. It sounds like from Rashi, at least if you read Rashi, that this is not called the klisha malachta, but it's a different type of muksa. But okay, I don't know.
It
Anyway,
sounds like it
we don't
was
have to. I don't
Hidlikuba.
think it's really so relevant to us. So the type of shaila, whether or not it's an iser muksa. So it's only in the machlokes. So Rav Avuhu, ki yosra out of Yeshua ben Levi amitalta shraga. So he would move it. Yosef asked Rabbi Yechon, "Another mitalta shraga." So we see. So what does that prove? It proves that that they kept each minig according to each place. Hi, my kasha. But I mean, it became shiny. In other words, what's the problem? In other words, why is this a stira? It's different places. So the Gemara is saying, Anan, Hechi after Hachi. Hachi, the Hechi of it, Hacha Hachi. In other words, the Kasha is on Rav Avu. That there are different places, there's no problem of those that's going to whatever, it's different places. But he, for himself, has to be consistent. That's it. In other words, they have a kasha about who.
What was the Gemara's initial understanding? I mean, they thought that there's nowhere, you know, machlokasim, that some places they're paskin like one way and another place they're paskin another way?
No, that's a Gemara's question. My question, I mean, in Mekayim is shining. In other words, the Gemara originally was kind of bringing a raya to such a thing, and the Gemara is saying that that's obvious that different places can have different minhagim. That's not a problem. So the Gemara, that's good for the Gemara's kasha. My kusha, I mean, the kind of shining. Like, what are you proving? What is your, like, you think, oh, we see a chiddush here. What's a chiddush? Of course, Mekayim is shiny. So the answer is the kasha then Rav Avu personally. Who does he? He's contradicting himself. He has to have a shita.
And the Gemara is saying that this is what the intention was when they brought this Rabbi Avo.
Right.
But what does this have to do then with Nagu Bei Shamayke, or the warrant, or what does it have to do with it? It sounds like it's a question on Rabbi Avohu that is not related really to the
previous Gemara.
Right.
Okay, well, I didn't really learn the previous Gemara.
It sounds like he paskin it's Lakula, but he's only machmir in the place of Rabbi Yechanan.
No, that's gonna be the Gemara's answer. That's right. The Gemara's answer. But the question is, what was the Gemara? How does in the Gemara is time as a kasha? It sounds like it's not really connected. The Gemara is a kasha. More of the previous Gemara was talking about consistency with those it's going to do. So now it sounds like they're just having a little bit of an unrelated question, that how can a person, it's like a similar, let's see in a second. The Gemara thought there's a problem with us this guy to do. So if you didn't know the problem of what it sounds like, it like this is that the Gemara before brought that there's a problem with us this guy to do, and apparently at least they thought that we didn't know this far and become shiny. So they were asking Akasha from Rav Avu that there's a problem with Losis Gaidado. Because obviously from Rav Avu, you see that in one place they did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and Rabbi Yechon did differently. There's a problem with Losis Gaidado. So the Mara says to my Kusha, Akasha on Losis Gaidado does not, because it's obvious. We say Mekayim is shiny. So he's saying that the person who asked this kasha had a different kasha, and it sounds like that ain't achinami. The kasha had nothing to do with the previous Gemara. Now this, it was a misunderstanding to put this here. That's what it sounds like. Now this, the previous sugi was discussing this with Sky to do. The misunderstanding thought that the Tashma, that whoever brought Rav Avo was bringing it as a raya to the issue of Los Iskaididu. So therefore they brought it here. But now they say that could never have been the Tashma, because Mekayim is mace, and it become a shiny. And the person who asked the question, Rav Avo, had a different kasha. Rabo Echi Avid Hachi. And Ein Hachinami, he was not focused on Losis Gadu.
How could it be a problem of Losis Gadu? They're talking about
what,
different
I'm places. Sorry?
How could it be a problem of Losis Gadu? They're talking about different places. When he was one place, he did one, and the other. What's that a shot Losis Gadu?
That's exactly correct. The Gemara, look at the Gemara before. I mean, we can start, go back. The Gemara before was discussing Lotus Gaididu. Then the Gemara right before says, Toshma, the Mekayma Sheva Ozer, Oyakarsim, Asim, Lasos, Pacham, Mishabis, Lasos, Pacham, Mishabis, Lasos, Barzo, Kamashar, Yasi, Grivi, Behoyakan, Boser, Oy, Pachadav. So the Gemara is bothered by that that there's a problem of Losis Gadu. So the Gemara says, "Hi, my tufta, mikam yishani." The answer is, there's no Losis Gadu in different places. The Karele, my Karele. So what was the Gemara's kasha? But with some habamina, that even though normally there's no losis gadu in two different places, but as chumra the Shabbos, there should be losis gadu even in two places. Yeah. So the Gemara was asking, as losis gadu, that if we find in two different places, they do different things. At least by the Chumra Shabbos, it should be Losis Gadu. So that's the same kasha now, except it's not the Chumra Shabbos. The Rabu Yiklu Latrav Yehuda Mikalto Shabbos. This is only Drabbanan. It's not Chumra the Shabbos. Kiyda Atrav Yehuda Mikalto Shabbos. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara's kasha is that it's a problem of Losis Gadu. In fact, the Gemara by my kasha Rami Mikam Shiny. We know already that we say Mekayim is shiny. And only by Chumah the Shabbos with a Havamina, we wouldn't say that. And that's by Deraisa, probably not by Drabbanan. So Hachi come reading, Rav Avu, Echi Abed Hachi. Hachi, Hachi, Echi Abed Hachi, Hachi. So the person who asked the Kasha, Ein Hachi Nami. He wasn't asking, how's Losis guy to do? He read a different question, and really, it doesn't belong. Well, I think, say maybe it's a little daichik. What the Gemara is saying is, it really doesn't belong in this sugya. We put it in this sugya because we thought that the maksha was being asking on Losis Gadu, just like the previous kasha was a kasha on Losis Gadu. But now that we realize that the Maksha wasn't asking on Losis Gadu, he was asking a Mineyu Bekasha on Rav Avo. So then really it has nothing to do with this Gemara. Okay, so now we have a Kasha on Rav Avo.
So now what's the Kasha on Rav Avo?
What's the Shita? Why is he switching? Does he have, what does he hold? He should be consistent. Why is he holding? Why is Rav Avo switching his shita? What does he hold?
Can't he be machmer? Let's say he holds
why
it's
should, why? Why is he being machmer here and not there? If he wants to be machmer, he should always be machmer. If he doesn't want to be machmer, he should never be machmer. What's the question is, why is Rav Avo sometimes doing one thing and sometimes doing something else? He should be consistent.
Isn't there, you know, the concept of nosnim alav chumrei makom shabalasham?
So that's the Gemara's answer. But that's the Gemara's something answer. That's the Gemara's answer. Again. Anan hachi kamir abu hechi avin hachi. Hechi avin hachi. Hachi hachi. Emperor the Gemara, Rav Avu, Rav Yeshua ben Levi Sviradei. That Rav Yeshua, like Rav Yeshua ben Levi, who really holds that it's mutter? The Nasleh Muksa. The Chiyikler asked Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Mital, Mishim Kvaydir Rabbi Yechanan. I know this is not what you said, Chumra the Makom. Chumra the Makom is like Minhagim. I don't know if that applies here. I don't know. This is not a minig But it was as covered. He's the Marid Asra. And it probably wasn't in the gather of a minig. It wasn't like something that was, but he's the rub of the place. And he bask in this way. So it's covered of the Marid Asra to go with his psak. Right? I do not know if this is how much of a chiyuv this is. In other words, you know, if I live in America and Rav Moshe holds, let's say you're allowed to shave, and then I move to Eretz Yisrael, and Chazal in Eretz Yisrael, the and he says you shouldn't use a shaver. So would this apply that Mishum Kvaido of the Chazal Nish, if I shouldn't use a shaver? I don't know. I never heard that. We never, you know, in CCJ, the guy shaved. They rely on Rav Moshe's heter. They don't say that the Israeli poskim don't hold of it. I don't know. There's a svara here. Mishum Kvaido Rav Yochanan. No, what do you say? Is that a svara?
Maybe.
In other words,
maybe it's dafka Rabbi Avo, because he himself was a gadol, so it's more important. In a sense, it's more important that he's you know, naig the covet of this other gadol. A regular person, no one's paying so much attention. He does this, he does that. Like, could follow his own toisik. But if you're the gadol and you go to a different place, it was
okay.
Like more of an Indian.
Maybe I hear it's a svara, but it's definitely not mukhruch, so I don't know. I don't know. Okay, it's also possible this is just a chum, a sitkis on his part, but
But it almost sounds like a common sense. You know, I'm assuming that Rabbi Yochanan was greater than Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo was a Talmud or something. You don't go to your Rebbe's house and you do the opposite of what he does.
No, but he wasn't his house, it was his city. He went to his city. He went into the city where Rabbi Yochanan, where was the Abbez in. Wasn't in his house, it was a city. But it would stand out. No one in this city, the city passes like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so everyone knows that in the next door city, there's the other Pesach that disagrees. So why can't I follow my Rebbe? I don't know, there's not such a, I come from the other city. I'm a visitor here. And I don't have to follow Rabbi Yochanan. Everyone knows there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, two great people, and I'm a guest. So I go, so it sounds not how slow the guy to do it. Why wouldn't this be low this guy to do? Why don't the Gemara just say that he could have lost his guy to do? No, why isn't this a problem of lost his guy to do? If he comes to Rav Yochanan's city, they're going to act different than Rav Yochanan. Some of everyone in Rav Yochanan's city is doing like Rav Yochanan. Should have been lost his guy to do too. Mara said that Mishum Kvaida to Rabbi Yochanan. When they have to use Mishum Kvaida, they could have said...
It wouldn't be considered like two batidinim. The Gemara does say that even in one city, if it's two separate batidinim.
So it's two batidinim. The fact that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, a different city, when I go to his bed, and it's like two batidinim. Okay, maybe. So then the svara is Mishum Kvaida Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so what we don't know, just put it in the back burners, is does that apply Bizman Hazeh? In other words, If I'm a Chavetz Chaim person, so I don't have payas, I don't know, whatever it is. And now I go to Eretz Yisrael, and everyone in Eretz Yisrael has payas. I don't know, that's not exactly the truth, so that's not a good example. But something like that, you know, I don't do Netzidos Yadayim next to my bed, because that's somehow the, right, that was Sabaka Shita something. You don't do Netzidos Yadayim next to your bed. In Eretz Yisrael, everybody does the Netzidos Yadayim next to your bed. I don't know. They teach that in the cheder. No, you say it's not true. They don't ever do it next to the bed.
I think it's mekomos, mekomos. I don't think there's anything right now anywhere, you know, that you can say, oh, that's the way they do it over there. You know, the amount of people is so...
Okay, so you come to a moshav. You go to some moshav, and there's a rub of that moshav. You know, that would be a better example. Shalai is probably a too big of a city. But you go to a small moshav, and the moshav has a rav. And the rav has certain shitas. And you have your own rabbi who has different shitas. So it would sound like that there's a gather. I go visit Ben Shabbos and Panovich. I mean, part of it. So then, and then part of it, they do things this way. So it would sound like that there's an Indian. This is Astra of the certain person. You have to do it. House covered. You should do like him.
I mean, it sounded like the Reshiva held, even in our day when we still had white straw hats in Yeshiva, that if you went to Lakewood for Shabbos, you shouldn't wear a white straw hat.
Yeah, okay. But I don't know if that was out of Svara of Kvedas Rav Yechanan. I think that was out of Kavod of Chavetz Chaim. You know, there's a Svara that you're not supposed to stand out like a sore thumb. You know, it's in Sneas. I think that was a Svara. That in Sneas says you're not supposed to be different. So a white straw hat, it's not good for you, because you're standing out different than everybody. It's 500 people there with a black hat, and you're the one guy with a white straw hat. So it's a chisaron and sneis. But here, the Gemara is saying a difference. Gemara's Gemara is, as kavod of the Rabbi Yechanan, not your kavod, the kavod of Rabbi Yechanan. So it sounds like that there's such a gather that if you go to somebody's makom, and it's, okay, Sandy maybe says that in most places you don't have that today. But if Louis sir, you have such a thing, you go to a moshav, you go to a yeshiva, you go to a, you know, a place where this is mamish, there's one person that's mamish to marry the Astra, and everyone listens to him. You know, I'm going to spend the Shabbos in Keren B'Yavne, I don't know. You know, I'm going to spend the Shabbos in some place where everyone follows the marry the Astra, and he paskins a certain way. So then maybe it would not be right. It would sound, that's what it sounds like. That it's a lack of covet not to follow him. Because it's you're going against the South Covet Dick. You go against the Rav of this place. Okay, but I'm not sure. Okay, so that's back in the Gemara. So Rav Avug, Rav Yishua ben Levi Israel, eh? Chimikla la'ast Rav Yechlan. In other words, I don't know if it's a question, but it's a funny question, is that Rav Avu himself holds the Rav Yishua ben Levi, and everywhere else he carries. So now, how did he do that? He's coming sometimes to be in this place, and he should be worried that his Shama, I guess, means the, Shama means like the Shamish?
Yeah.
So he had to be worried that the Shama will carry. So what did the Gemara want? Therefore what? Therefore, he should have been machmir to never carry. What was the Gemara's kasha? Vikashama, and therefore what? What was the kasha? So the chayra, the kasha was, and it sounds like that he shouldn't have carried even in the other places, because he should realize that if he carries in the other places where he really holds his mutter, then the shama will always think it's mutter, and the shama will carry in Rabbi Yechon's place. All right, that's the Gemara's kasha. No,
that'll be the pagam in the covenant of Rabbi Yochanan.
If you're worried about the covenant of Rabbi Yochanan, so you should be nervous for the Shabbat. What's the question? So maybe what can you do? I can't help it. So what do you want? You know, the Gemara didn't know that there's an Eitzah.
Rabbi Yochanan would know from the Shama. Rabbi Yochanan would know that really Rav Avoh doesn't hold like him.
And therefore what? The Gemara is saying therefore there's no point for him to carry.
It's a pigiyah in the covet of Rabbi Yochanan.
So what? What does the Gemara want? Rabbi Yochanan should himself carry. That would be a bigger pigiyah, no? I just don't know what the Gemara wants. The Gemara thought there's a problem with the Shama.
It must be that's not the reason. That Kvodo Shel Rabbi Yochanan is not the reason.
Why is it the reason? He was worried about the Kvodo Rabbi Yochanan. And I'm not going to have it. The Shama messes things up. You can't help it.
Well, if you can't help it, then what's
the... Help the Shama. So whatever I can help, I can help. Whatever I can't help, I can help.
Oh, but if it's not going to help anyway, so what?
So who said it? Well, that's the thing. So you're saying it won't help anyway. But then the Gemara, you're saying that the Gemara's kasha is that since it's not going to help anyway, so he might as well carry himself too.
Must be he had another reason for carrying.
For not carrying. Yeah, and that's what you're saying, but it's not so posh. But you think the Gemara's kasha is the Ikar Shama. And therefore, he's pogay in the covenant of Yechon, and Memele, there's no reason why he shouldn't carry also, because there's no more pagam in the covenant. Poshim shot is not like that. Poshim shot, the more people carry, is the more pagam. More people see that you're not following Rabbi Yechonon. So, you know, there's one person or two people, every person who doesn't carry is a bigger pagam in Rabbi Yechonon's covenant. Here's one Mishugana that doesn't listen to Rabbi Yechanan. Now there's two Mishugana. You're saying...
The Rashba says in that last Nakuda that is...
What? Says who did you Rashi, say?
The Rashba says a pshat in Rashi, this Rashi, that it's going to... That it's people who are going to see the Shamish are going to think that Rabbi Abo is in Makbar in the cover of Rabbi Yochanan.
Because people, it's Shamish. There's a Ritva and a Rashba. I opened up the Ritva, you opened up the Rashba. So I'll look at the Rashba first. I didn't see the Rashba. So the question is, what the Gemara is kasha? The Shamish. So what do you want? So the Shamish will carry, so we can't help it. So what's the, you say the Rashba? Pirish Radhika Shandabu, the Omazing Adai to Tao, the Batra of Yahikan. Holy Rabu, the Avatar of Tao. Right, that's what I was saying. That Rav Abu should be machmir never to carry. In other words, the Gemara's kasha is that if Rav Abu is worried about the covenant of Rabbi Yochanan, so he shouldn't have carried anywhere, because he should have realized that by carrying other places, the Shamish will carry here, and everyone will understand that the Shamish is doing it because of Rav Yechon. Not because of Rav Avu. And therefore, it'll be a begam, it'll still be a public statement that Rav Avu doesn't agree with Rav Yechon. So in order to avoid that public statement, he shouldn't have carried anywhere. That's how he's learning the Gemara's kasha. And he doesn't like it. Because that's like a vibe of shash. Like, who says it's because it's, you know, in other words, the Rajbo's problem is just because I can't be Pogay and Rav Yechonen's covered directly, who says I have to be so vite to be Machmer even in somewhere else? Because maybe the Shamish will carry and it'll be Pogay, and that's in the other city when we get there. So he said a different shot, the Rajba. He said shot is that the Shamish won't understand why Rabbi Yochanan is being inconsistent, and the Shamish will think that Rabbi Yochanan is doing it. It's time. It's a hypocrite. And that's a chiddush Hashem. Rather, you want to be machmer, kvayda Rav Yochanan, but by me machmer and kvayda the Rav Yochanan, you're creating a chiddush Hashem, because the shamish will see that he won't know that you're being machmer for kvayda Rav Yochanan, so the shamish will think that you're doing it because you really believe it's aser, and then he'll see a different time you're mako. So the Shamish will think, ah, sometimes he's Mako, sometimes he's Machmer. Rav Avu doesn't have a, not so Machmer, halacha.
Doesn't that sound like a strange thing for the Shamish to think? Like, if you're a Shamish for an Amora, what kind of, like, where is that coming from? That's more of a stubborn way to tight up than he's being Machmer, the cover of Rabbi Yochanan. He should get a new Shamish stuff.
According to both of these chatim, why couldn't Rabbi Avoh just sit down with his shamash?
No, that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer, the Modele and the Shamsha. But the Gemara didn't, that's the answer. But the Havin, it was, it wouldn't be, you know. So the first question is, when Rashi learns it, is that he should have been Rabbi Yechanan, should have been Machmer everywhere to avoid the Begam, not Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Avoh. Should have been Machmer everywhere to avoid Lakshash that the Shamish will be Pogay in the covenant of Yechanan. That's a very nice pshat. You know, it's like a real Musar pshat. How vait you have to be Machmer. That I really hold this mutter. And in my own private place, I'm being Mako because it's fine. But my Shamish will see that. And then who goes to Rav Yechanan's place? And the Shamish won't have enough brains to be Machmer because of the Rav Yechanan. So I shouldn't be Mako in my place because the Shamish will come to Mako but Mekanish Rav Yechon. That's Rashi pshat. That's a real Muslim shot, no? And I have to be so Machmer, so nervous. I'm Mako. I mean, maybe the Shamish should have enough brains to be Machmer Rav Yechon's place. But I have to be nervous that the Shamish will see I'm Mako and then it'll be Mako everywhere. And then he'll on his own be Mako in Rabbi Yechanan's place, and there'll be Pogay in the covenant of Yechanan, and because of that, I gotta be Machmer. That's Rashi pshat. That's how the Rajba plays Rashi, which is a very Musadik of pshat. And his own pshat is that I have to be nervous that the Shamish will think I'm a hypocrite, which is okay. What you're asking is a little funny that the Shamish should think that. But okay, that's the shmooze, right? We said the shmooze. I remember when we were in yeshiva, we said the shmooze, that there's a halacha by Hanukkah candles, that if your house has two doors, when you post a light outside, and you have two doors to your house, front and a back, then you're mechuyev to light on both. If you don't light by both, someone will walk by and see that there's no candle and say, oh, the guy didn't light Hanukkah candles. So the cash is, why would the guy think that? He knows you got two doors. You know, there's a 50% chance. Why should he assume that you didn't light Hanukkah candles? The more product, he should assume you lit. And you're there on the other side. You have two doors. So the shmoo that they said in the yeshiva was, that's people love Don the Kaf Chayv. So if they have a way to Don the Kaf Chayv,
Rebbe, isn't this too much to say? Isn't this too much of a chiddush to say? In other words, the Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Avoh should not carry anywhere, even though he thinks you can, because he's afraid that the Shamash is going to be pogay on the cover of Yochanan, and not just talk to the Shamash. Isn't that just too big a chiddush to say? Just sit down and talk. I mean, look, that's the worst terror. I know, but what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina? How could it be such a Havamina that he's not going to carry anywhere and not just talk to the Shamash? That's a reasonable Havamina Raskana.
Okay, I hear. In other words, what was he? All right, I don't know.
It could be in the Havamina, he thought talking wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't work.
Why not?
Because the reality is that people talk all they want. You say talk all you want, and people then go ahead and still make assumptions.
Misread his Rebbe. So don't misread the Rebbe. Let the Rebbe tell them what's pshat. Let him tell. The whole problem was he's going to misread his Rebbe. So don't misread the Rebbe. The Rebbe will tell him what he holds.
Right, God, you're talking like a true Talmud.
It just happened. Maybe it just happened. It's not like this thing was planned in advance that Rabbi Avoh should sit down Erev Shabbos before Shabbos and sit down and have a shiur about whether you're allowed to carry the candle. It happened, and B'shas Maisa, it happened. He didn't have it. Wasn't time to tell the Shamei.
Well, this sounds. The Gemara sounds like it's a. This happened a bunch of times. Like when he would go to. This place would be one he'd be the way one way. It's not like one time thing.
Okay, so what was the Gemara's question? Why did the Gemara, especially in the second shot, the Gemara is bothered that he should have been nervous that the Shamash will be chushing him. So what's the big gosh of the answer? There I hear for sure the answer, just tell him. In the first shot, okay, I can hear that in the first shot, I can hear a little bit that the Shamash, he's nervous. He can be nervous. The Shamash is not going to listen. Like one of the guys were saying, that if I hold this mutter, the Talmud can be more makbid on the Rebbe Shita than the Rebbe. So but the Rebbe said it's mutter, it's mutter. We don't care about Rabbi Yochanan. But the second shot that we're worried about the Chid of Hashem, because the Shamash is going to think that the Rebbe is being inconsistent. So you could just explain to the Shamash. I hear the question that what was the Havamina that they can't tell the Shamash?
I'm not sure that the Shamash is being more machmir than the Rebbe. Rashi said because the Rebbe Abo, the Olma, the Metal tells machmir that the Talmud misreads the Rebbe. Not that he wants to be more machmir than the Rebbe.
No. I'm saying Rashi says the last masik adaita. Rashi, you're right, because he doesn't realize that he's not going. Okay, you're right, because he says to the masik adatayu. Rashi says, yes. Okay, I don't know, but it definitely shows how far you have to go to worry about not being bogey in other people's coven. But okay. And how far you have to go.
That's specifically because it was his Rebbe?
Rabbi Yochanan was his Rebbe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did they say that Rabbi Yochanan was Rabbi Bo's Rebbe?
Yeah. The Rosh Bo and the Bird of Heavens.
Maybe it's because it was his Rebbe, he has to be... The Havina was, you have to be so careful to do that. You can't rely on just telling him, do what I say, not what I do, you know.
Not Mashma that he was afraid he wouldn't rely on him. It's Mashma, he just misreads him. So Pasha, Maisim b'kol yom hilchus lashon hara. If you want to tell your child you with the lashon hara about a chaver, and you're afraid in order that the child wouldn't play with the chaver because he's a bad influence, So before you do it, you tell the child, you know, that, you know, you explain what you're doing so the child shouldn't misread it and think that you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara. It's mamish, maisim b'kol yom, for regular B'nai Yisrael. And they tell you, you tell somebody, you talk to somebody. I don't understand. It's very hard to understand.
Okay. I hear. Well, I didn't look around, I have to admit. I have to admit even more, I didn't even read it. So, okay, you're asking, you don't hear, according to the Ritva and the Rashba's pshat, especially their second pshat, that the word about a chiddush Hashem, that the Shamish will think that Rabbi Yochanan is being inconsistent. So why did they not think that the answer is so obvious? You explain it to them. So you know they tell it to them, they shouldn't be done you the cap's close. Tell it, explain it to them. Okay, I don't know. Unless it's okay, I don't know. Okay, let's continue. Tashma. This is the Mishnah, I think. That even though Beishamai and Beisido, they have different opinions. Right? This was before in the beginning. It was that Yud Gimel with Beis, I think. Yes, the Mishnah Yud Gimel with Beis. It says again, Abish Edo Azimatirim, Lo Nimnu Be Shamai, Milisa Noshim Be Sido, Lo Be Sido, Mi Be Shamai. In other words, they had a different machlokes in whether, what was the machlokes around? And
we gotta be the Torah, if the Torah server is part or not.
Right, so Beishamai, Hiddo shouldn't marry Beishamai because maybe the Beishiddo shouldn't marry Beishamai because maybe they would be Mamzerim, Rashi says. In other words, there is Be'avish of Nate starts just out of Beishamai, Mamzerim, and Beishiddo. So would marry Noshim Beishamai. In other words, that's how Rashi says it. That the Chiddush is that according to if Beishamai did their with their Shita, so then the children would be Mavzerim, according to Beishiddo. So now, Beis Hillel, you know, there's Beis Shammai hold that there's no way that the mitzvah is Yibum on the Tzara. Beis Hillel say it is not. So it comes out, a wild thing. Beis Shammai, when they go and they mamish do a mitzvah, and they're Mekayim a mitzvah deraisa, you know, Hivi Muchan Mezumin to do a mitzvah, and they're supposed to do it because they're supposed to follow their Shita. So Beishamai is doing their Shita, and they get a mitzvah Yibum. And Beis Hillel, it's Mamzerim. It's Mamzerim Sister Eishasach. Right? This is the amazing thing that we have of Lobo Shamayim. In other words, it's not Pshat that when you get up to Shamayim, someone's going to be in for a surprise. Pshat is that Beishamai did a mitzvah Yibum. And Beis Hillel got the right to say it's a mamzer, and they're both right. They're both right because the Torah is for each one. Okay, so it says, "Lo nimnu Beis Shammai no sinish Beis Hillel, but lo Beis Hillel Beis Shammai." So I am a bishmal lo asu mishem alchi lo nimnu. So the hamina was that the must be lo asu because otherwise he should be nimnu. And I am a nimnu also amai lo nimnu. Because worse comes to worse, they went ahead and they didn't have, they were zakut to Yibum, It'll pop there because it's a Sarah. Sarah's there. So the kids are B'nai Chai B'Rabin. So it's not something so terrible. Because the B'nai Chai B'Rabin are not puzzle. And a base hit on me, Be Shammai, am I, though, Nimnu, B'nai Chai B'Kwisis, Mamzeri Nimnu. There's a problem of Mamzeri here. The Chit, they make Tari, they say, Mamzeri Chai B'Kwisis. They hold that there is an Isser Mamzer. And an Avshmami Lawasu. So the fact that Beis Hillel married the women, the daughters of Beis Shammai, and they weren't worried that maybe the kids are Mamzerim. So it's a raya. That lo also. In other words, that the Havamina, they had some kind of Havamina that even though Beis Shammai disagree with Beis Hillel, but they lo also could debray it. I don't remember. I don't know why would they think that lo also? Is that because of the Basco or even without the Basco?
It's my focus on the Gemara.
What?
I think it's a machlokas if it's because of the baskol. Either because of the baskol or because of the word the rive.
Okay, fine. I see. So the Mara wants to say that Shmamini no also. Now they say though, no, we're intimidated. They Shami wouldn't be intimidated also. Oh, Samara says, no, I am also. The Maldil Aim of Parshi, the Pshat is that, that they told them. Rashi says, the Maldil Aim, the Shammai, the Beisidu, to U, Shemishbacha Azu, Bisaras Erba, Shinithyanya Bo, Ubirshu. So Beis Shammai would tell Beis Hillel.
Okay, that could work for a generation or two, but how can it work for, you know, they didn't foresee that, you know, five generations down, it could be a problem?
It sounds like they kept Cheshvin. They told them.
Rabbi, what was the Machlokes Shita? Was the Zika applied to the Torah?
Yeah, in other words, it's Saras Erba. You have an Erba. And now, so the erba is mutter to shuk, not sakuka. And now you have it sara. So we ask in sara's erba is mutter, doesn't need yibo, and you're not allowed to do yibo. Sara's erba is like an erba, you're not allowed to do yibo. It's an aishus of shalom makom mitzvah.
Okay,
that's Beis Hillel, but Beis Shammai say that it's sara's erba is zakuk.
So why can't they therefore, just
call it therefore, according to Beis Shammai would do Yibum to Tsaras Erba.
So why did they
then
just
the chosen would be Mamzerim according to Beis Hillel.
So why don't they just do Chalitza that way to avoid an issue?
Because Chalitza b'makom Yibum la mitzvah. What do you mean? I can just do Chalitza.
But you're going to have this person, the children of this marriage, people aren't going to want to marry them.
Okay, so what are you worried about? Shidduchim. Listen, we're not worried about Shidduchim here. Okay, but you know that's.
Well, if this was a situation that so came before Rebbe, what would Rebbe tell him to do?
Okay, but this is not
a right?
Side, I'm sorry. Do you want to know practical advice? I don't know. But Halacha the Maisa, they apparently went ahead and they did Yibum, and they didn't worry. They're not. They maybe they didn't think they were going to intermarry. You know, I'm a good Beis Shammai. I only marry in Chafetz Chaim. I don't have to worry. I'm not going to go to Lakewood. My daughter's going to marry a Lakewood guy. Never. You know, so I'm joking. So I don't know. Akasha Amaisa. Then Amaisa, it says that Beis Shammai did Yibum, even though now the kid is going to be a Mamzer, according to Beis Hillel. And they married because the Moedinei. I told them, okay, let's keep on reading. Okay, now Mistabra. This is Mistabra Rapshad. The Tony Sefer. Because it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah, and there's our Mishnah, this is right on your Gimel on the base. Oh, Tyrus called to Motre, Ada Mitarbe, Mitarbe. Well, Nimdu, Oisim, Tyrus, Ada, Agabi, Ada. Because even though they had Machloikis and Hilkis, Tum and Tyra, so they still, they didn't worry about, they used each other's Canaan. So, in other words, if you say the child is, they told each other, Shemachin on Nimdo. I don't understand what they're right. I thought that the possibility was there was another choice that they didn't do it. That the Gemara is not working with, that the possibility that they didn't do it. I guess that's they're not assuming that possibility. We already said before to assume. So it's Hokinami. Mistabra, it's not Hokinami Mistabra to shrug up the possibility of Lo Asu, but it's Hokinami Mistabra to shrug up a different possibility. Because if it possibly is Lo Asu, then they have no ride from here either. So the Gemara says, Umay Umad Achmehach, well, the David Sarakota is like a Mashmanon. Rashi Koda is a who? Right, in other words, there are three possibilities. You could say Lo Asu, and that's why they were Lo Nimnu. You could say Asu and they hold you. And the third possibility is you can say Asu, and they didn't have to hold you, but we relied on the fact that we could check out ourselves because there's a call.
And what about Tumas and Tyrus?
What? Oh, so Tumas and Tyrus, you can't say this far of Kol. So that's the Gemara's Raya. The Gemara's bringing a Raya. They're bringing a Raya. They're not assuming Loah. So that's not a Raya against. It's a little funny that the flow of the Gemara. Tumas and Tyrus don't disprove the possibility of Loah. So Tumas and Tyrus disprove a third possibility that we never mentioned before till yet. And it's a very, very strange in the Lashon. That's what the Gemara says. In other words, if I say I'll bring you a Raya, so Parshat Shad is a Raya to what we were discussing. You had two choices, either Lo Asu or Asu and they were Modiim. Saying I'll bring you a Raya from Tumas to Tyrus. So the Gemara is saying he's not bringing you a Raya from Tumas to Tyrus to disprove a third possibility. Not to disprove. In other words, Tumas and Tyrus don't disprove the possibility of Lo Asu, but it disproves a third possibility that we never mentioned, that they relied on a call, which the Gemara clearly did not hold up before, because the Gemara asked a Kasha, then how did they intermarry? The Gemara didn't hold up the possibility of call. And it's a very funny Gemara. The Gemara asked a Kasha, how they intermarry? Must be Lo Asu. Says, no, the answer is that they were Modiim. What about the possibility of the call? So the Gemara in the beginning never entertained the possibility of the call. Then the Gemara says, I'll bring
what,
you the
Raya. What would the call mean in that case?
What?
What would the call mean? Everyone knows who this person?
That we could hear if you check if she married a Sarah's Erba, you could find that out. So Beis Hillel did not have to worry. Because there's a call.
Meaning it was easy. It would be easy to find out the yichus of the right.
Because that's So, but I'm saying, but it just is very funny because the Gemara says, you know, Hokinami Mistabra, and it's Hokinami Mistabra not to prove what we were discussing, but to disprove a possibility that was never discussed. And for Kirin, it was Mughal that the Gemara didn't hold of it. I think we're at the Kasha.
Maybe we don't hold the call when it comes to Erva or something serious, when it comes to something like Tumen Taira, etc., then we would rely on call.
No Hokinami Mistabra then. The Gemara asked the Kasha. How did they go ahead and they intermarry? It must be Lo Asa. Apparently the Gemara did not think of the possibility of Kol. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had a Raya. The Gemara says, no Raya, because there's a different possibility that they were Modiyim each other. So then I'll bring you a proof. What's your proof? Because by Tumas, but Tumas, both explanations work for Tumas. Either Lo Asa worked for Tumas or a Modiyim. You're not proving anything. So it says, I'm proving from Tumas a third possibility is not true. And no one ever mentioned that third possibility. Okay, we never mentioned it. And we obviously didn't hold of it because that's what we asked the Kasha. How is it that they got married?
So it's a very strong thing about it. What? Lo Asa means they were machmer like the other one?
Lo Asa means that they, Beis Shammai, were machmer like Beis Hillel. Yes. So the Gemara at the beginning only thought of two.
That means they were done did chalitza.
Yes. Or that they or right. The chumra, they would not do yibum. No Isra doing chalitza.
Right. I'm saying if they held it, they would bat some Muslims, so they're for the Khar, they would do chalitza.
Okay.
That's their shita.
Okay, anyway, so that's the Gemara though. So okay, so we have to do. We got a few Taisis in here. And then I do want to get to that Mordechai. The Mordechai gets into, but I don't know, then now's not the time. I think it's a little too late. But what comes out, so let's look at some of these Taisis. The first Taisis, the Kamosh Rabbi Wazir, that was on the last. Not on the Gemara wouldn't do this. Okay, that's before.
Bishlomo says this.
Up to today, no Avi Metalto Shraga. Where is Bishlomo says this? That's up to later.
Top Tysus, I'm saying.
No, even doubt or Shraga. They wouldn't carry again, where was it going to go up?
That's Rabbi Abel. The Rabbi Abel did not carry the candle, but asked Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Metal to Shraga.
So the Gemara was bothered that there's a problem of this guy to do. They said, why should that was the original Havamina. They said, why should it be a problem that else is going to do? A royal Omer is already Talto. In other words, there's no problem. The Gemara thought at the beginning that it's a problem that else is going to do. That was the Gemara thought. So they're asking why they're a problem that else is going to do. The Raya will think that we're being consistent. We have one halacha, and just something he always carries, and there's no else is going to do, and just he didn't need it. So even when it's blatant that there was a need, he wouldn't carry. So it was nicker that he's not carrying because it's Osir. So therefore, there was a problem that it looked like Moses guy to do. Okay. And the more answers, there's no problem with Moses guy because it's different mekayvis. So Rav Yochanan was the that it's Rav Shimon is apparently the Mako, right? Rav Shimon is the Mako.
Shimon doesn't hold the Mukta.
Yes.
So it says here it's saying Rav Yochanan is Machra Mukta. Hocha b'diko bo vokta Shabbos Ari Yibrish Yekunyot the Chomer Tzei Shem the Dachi B'Yadayim. Okay, this is not our Svar Sugya. Different
levels of mukta.
The mukta makos is there. Chomer and shvei. Peter ben that very very got a shout. Got a car gets you to go. Come back to me. It's come right back. Came really on and on and there at a Christian. Okay. This Rabbi Shano. Then the Vatai no nimishim sara atzva. Can be in the kama b'shmaitim. Again, it says b'shamai lo nimdu because there's no problem with the kids. But they say there's a problem. Maybe she's in Sarah herself. In other words, the Gemara is saying, the Gemara doesn't know yet that they told each other. So the Gemara wants to know, why was they on Nimnu? They say, B'Shamay was on Nimnu because there's no problem that could come about. What do you mean there's no problem? It could be that she herself is in Sarah's erva. And it's an Isser Yavama the Shuk. And that so they should be Nimnu for that. And that's the business guy. There's the Gemara saying that I don't understand Beisido, I had to worry about Mamzerin. But Beishamai, it's good that they're not Nimnu because there's nothing to worry about. What do you mean? Then Beisido, Shammai has to worry that she herself is a Saras Erba. She's an Isser Yavama the Shuk. The Beisido, Beisido, Paskin, she's Mutter. And now she's getting married.
Wouldn't you find that out at least? Like, if
So Tavis says, doesn't say like you said, gonna find that out. Because apparently,
well, how do you not find that out? Like, you ask her, like, so were you married before? Yes. What happened? He died. Did he have any kids? No. And was there chalitz? Like, and
you don't have... think this is not America where you go on in 20 days.
You know, in the day when they make the shidduch, the parents make the shidduch, like, doesn't like the basic details. You would tell, like, yeah, she was married before. No, you have to different team by an almana, like by Shimon Bro, then
the chari know that she was married, so he should.
And then you know how she's not married.
What happened to the first husband?
I've been in Messiah Kedushin. In Messiah Kedushin, you need to find out a few things. Number one, were either side married before? And if they were, did the spouse, you have proof that the husband or whoever died, or there was a get, whatever it was, or if there was if either of them got a gerus, who's gerus? That's like basic. You got to know what the story is. You know, that's, you know.
Okay, practical rabbi here. Okay, but I have news for you. I'm in South Yusha. I never find those things out. But that's a little bit of yeshiva. You're not so nervous. I'm not so nervous that the guy in the yeshiva was married already. Maybe you should have to start with being worried.
If he was, Rebbe was probably the Masada Kedushin then.
What?
If he was married before, Rebbe was probably the Masada Kedushin.
If he was, for sure they would have, because I do all the...
That's what I'm saying. Rebbe was the Masada Kedushin of their first marriage.
Yeah, okay.
I remember Rebbe recently said he's not so excited about being Masada Kedushin because there's certain things that Rebbe's not aware of.
Yeah, it could be. You never know. You know, your Masada Kedushin is easy if everything goes Kedas and Kedin. But what if something doesn't go right? Then you got to know something.
Not the thing don't go right, but l'chatchila, there's certain things.
Okay, then l'chatchila.
Or if it's before, shortly before after Shkia, I mean, if it's after Shkia, you have to have issues with that. I mean, basically.
Hopefully, the whole things, you know, but what happens if something starts, you know? Okay, anyway. All right, okay, we're going to stop here. Okay, so I want to do this tonight. This and the next ISIS I want to do.
Which choices?
And then we'll look around here. And I still want to do that Mordechai. We didn't finish the Gemara yet. I still have to go a little further than the Gemara, I think. Okay. All right, Yeshikayach, everyone.
It seems to go. We went into Amid Beis already, or I didn't see if everyone wanted to.
What?
Did we go into Amid Beis?
We just got to the top of Amid Beis.
Right, because there seems to be a couple of tices on the top of Amid Beis also.
Yes. Okay, I'll look at them. We'll have to look.
Okay. Rabbi, have a good night.
Okay, Yeshikayach, good night.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Yeshikayach.